Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure to be with you. Thanks for staying with me. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'll remind you, I'm on the road. I'm north of Houston in Kingwood, Texas. That's right, out in Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. So if it sounds a little different, it's because it is different, because I'm on the road. We use different technology, different equipment, and it makes a little bit of a different sound, but hopefully the message is getting across, and that's what we're going to get from our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel. Beverly is the author of a number of books, including Talk Is Not Cheap. She's the past president of an organization called NABO, National Association of Women Business Owners, but she's very importantly the president of her own company. But more importantly than that for me is she's our good friend Beverly. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. As always, I'm delighted to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's always a pleasure. And one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is the importance of teams. And I like talking about teams because one of the things I think small business owners don't do a lot of thinking about, unfortunately, is how their organization is a team. I know when they think of large corporations or when they deal with larger customers, they hear them talking about this team and that team, but they think, well, I've only got three employees. How could we be a team? Of course, we are a team of one, but you know, we're already thinking about it that way. We don't think about it as in the way that that a larger company does. And I think you're going to help us with that today, aren't you?
Yes, because I agree with you. I think that small business owners, we are so accustomed to being able to turn on a dime and make those quick decisions to meet the needs of our customers that sometimes we forget that we shouldn't turn on that dime all by ourselves, that we should include our employees, whether it's one, two, five, you know, however many that you have. And if you have no employees, you still will have members of a team that can help you to think creatively and to get more done.
Well, my favorite reference for this kind of a conversation, Beverly, is a song that you don't remember because you're so much younger than me, but that is a Simon and Garfunkel song, and the title of the song was "I'm a Rock, I'm an Island," or at least the first line is, and the basic chorus is "I'm a Rock, I'm an Island," and we can't be islands, we can't be rocks and islands when we're small business owners. We've got to be able to get out of our cave, pardon the mixed metaphors, and if we, especially if we're micro. We got to bring other people into our team, don't we?
Yes, we do. And I believe that song you referred to came out about 1968. But
well, before you were born.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
You've heard your mother and father talking about that song, haven't you?
Of course. But you're right, and I think it's a wonderful, creative thought just to a small business owner to be looking and to be building the teams that they have, whether they're employees or whether they might be advisors. Some people who are, you know, counseling. But the important thing is, you know, what do you do with a team when you have a team? There are different roles on a team. Not everybody is going to serve the same role. And one role, I think the one that is most easily recognized, is the person who launches a new idea. And they're the creative, out-of-the-box thinker. When there's a problem, this is the person that says, oh, we could do this, we could do that. And so they get a lot of attention, and if another team member doesn't particularly have that talent, they may feel that they're not contributing to the team because in the beginning it's this launcher who is coming up with all of these ideas.
So you're saying even if you only have a small group, that everybody should have a different role, kind of a, besides the fact that there one's in charge of AR and the other's in charge of AP and somebody else is in charge of answering the phone and somebody else is in charge of restocking or purchasing or whatever it might be, that there are other roles that they should be assigned?
Definitely. That's your role on the team. The other things that you named is your function at the job. But the team comes together, and somebody has to be a person who comes up with new ideas.
Somebody needs to be the wacky one to come up with the creative ideas.
Right.
So somebody else needs to be the devil's advocate, saying, you know, tell me why you think this will work.
Right, but before that, there's another step. So you have the launcher that comes up with these ideas, but they're just that. They're just pie-in-the-sky ideas, and so you need another member of the team who can energize that idea and put some structure to it, because without that structure, the idea just seems crazy, impossible. It's not going to work.
Stand by, Beverly. We've got to take a quick break. Beverly Immanibal is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap and one of our top Brain Trust members. We will be right back after these messages. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. Robert Cray, ladies and gentlemen, a little blues for you. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week on Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And I've just gotten so many nice notes from some of you this week about how much the letter means to you, and I appreciate that because we work hard on that, and it means a lot to me to know that it's helping you, that you're benefiting from it. And some of you have been subscribing since the beginning, since way back in when we started this the letter in 99. Also, don't forget to check out my blog, which is really a handy tool to keep the things that we've done recently, the last couple of weeks, right out front, so you can take advantage of those. And that's on the website as well, or you can go directly there by going to Jim's blog. .biz. Beverly Immanibal is our guest, and she's one of our outstanding Brain Trust members. And Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's talklisten.com.
Talklisten.com.
And Beverly, speaking of your wonderful newsletter, we have one as well. It comes out. Ours comes out once a month, a different topic every month. And you can go online and go into archives and download any of the past ones.
A lot of good stuff there. Thank you for reminding me about that, Beverly, because that's I always look forward to getting your letter. I'm a happy subscriber myself. Beverly, and by the way, they can find your books there on your website too, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Beverly, we're talking about this team, and you're giving us a little bit of a different angle on a team. You're saying, you know, a lot of times when people think about a team, you're talking about people who have to execute the job. It's their part, their job in the team to get this work done or get that work done. But you're thinking on a different level now, aren't you?
I am. I'm saying that you have a function on your job, and that when you come together as a team, that you need to be thinking of the process. And the process is somebody starts with the idea, somebody builds upon that idea, somebody shoots holes in it because they're finding what could possibly go wrong with it. Then it goes back to the person who might need to rethink a new idea or the person who energizes it. And then finally you have a person who's going to run with this idea, the person who's going to execute and carry it out. And in the center of all this, someone has to fulfill the role of the facilitator, someone we call it the navigator, someone who's going to make sure that this process is being followed.
Now, let me see, Bev. One, two, three, four, five. That's six jobs. What if I only have three team members?
You can't count, Jim. That's five roles.
Well, okay. I see. You have.
Then you have to play dual roles.
No, you got Liberator Launcher together there. I was counting that as two.
Okay.
But you are right.
Oh, you're such a good listener. Let me compliment you for that. That's right. The Liberator and the Launcher is there together.
But I can't count, but I can listen. Go ahead.
So you have five roles, and let's say you only have three team members. Well, everyone's not involved at the beginning. In other words, the person who runs with the idea, who executes it, obviously doesn't do that until everything's ready to go.
Right.
So that person could fulfill another role. Maybe that person needs to be the one who is coming up with, you know, the problems with the idea.
Wouldn't it be likely that the Liberator or the Launcher, as you call them, would also be the Navigator? I mean, I could see me saying to one of my team members, well, this was your idea. You think it's such a great idea. Why don't you carry it out?
And you know, and that's what they say to these people. And yet we need to understand that their role is their free thinking, their right hemisphere thinking. They're not thinking about how it's going to be implemented.
Right.
So it's really helpful if they will pair up. What's really tragic is when you have two roles that are only there, and that's the person who's, you know, launching this idea, liberating new thoughts, and then you have the person who's poking the holes in it, which we call the analyzers, because then you have a great idea, and it gets shot down because no one was there to put a structure to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone needs to be there that says, you know what, you know, I know this sounds crazy, but I see some possibility here. We could, and they, you know, they give a couple more ideas about how it could be implemented, and suddenly then the person who's launching that idea is looking around going, all right, I knew this was a great idea. I just didn't see how it was going to work.
Well, and the thing is that you could be the launcher today and the devil's advocate or the analyzer, as you call them, tomorrow.
I'm so glad you said that, because in small business and in small teams, that's exactly what we've got to be. We've got to be flexible. Sometimes I love to be the launcher. I love to be the person that comes up with the crazy ideas. But I have some launchers that are my employees, so sometimes I have to be the analyzer. I have to be the person that says, you know, this is a wonderful idea. However, to mass market this, you know, in our target market, we're only going to make 2 cents. You know, or 3 cents, you know, for our effort.
Right.
And so we need to find a way to increase the audience that we're trying to hit here. And so we'll go back in and do it again.
One thing that I'd like to recommend, you know, in a small business, it's not always easy to be able to sit around and have this level of conversation, you know, to dedicate some time every week or every month to this level of a conversation. And I'd like to recommend a way to make this happen, Beverly. I'd like to see what you think about it. In the normal course of business, and one of the ways maybe to get something like this started, and that I found is pretty effective, is for the person who's leading the organization to say to someone else in the organization, what do you think?
You bet.
What do you think, Beverly?
It's got to start with the team, and that's why it's very helpful if the business owner is not the launcher. Because if the business owner launches the idea, then everybody feels like they're supposed to say, oh, yeah, great idea, boss, and it may not be.
Mm-hmm.
So to encourage other people to come up with those ideas and liberate new thought, they buy into the business.
Right.
You'll have them.
That's right, and they'll be more effective, and so will the company. Stand by, Beverly. Quick break, 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Beverly and Manibo. Stay with us.
It rolls around the sun. Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the pitch of life. Just like long.
Welcome back. It's 7 till.
Every night I have
fun. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly and Manibo, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. And give us that website again, Beverly.
It's talklisten.com.
And don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. And she has a lot of free stuff there that you can benefit from, especially in the area of communication, in the area of team building, and in the area of putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. And don't forget to subscribe to her free newsletter as well. Beverly, you were talking about one of the problems, one of the challenges that a small company has. If the owner continues to be the launcher, the one who comes up with all the great ideas, or at least all the ideas that get worked on, they may not be so great, just the ones that the company winds up adopting. Can an owner, in order to prevent that from happening and letting that get out of hand, what do you think about the idea of planting a seed, a launcher seed, so to speak, in someone else's mind? Say something like, you know, I've been reading about so-and-so. I wonder if that would work here. Joe, what do you think? Would you look into that and sort of let them be the launcher, but let it be, you know, maybe you planted a seed in their mind? What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, and you could even take one step back further from that and state the need. You know, we need to reach, you know, a certain market, and then you could say, and we have this product over here, but I don't know. This, you know, what can we do to you know, to bring these two together? So you're really stepping back, and so that's scattering some seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't work, then yes, take that step forward and ask them, you know, specifically what they might do about the need.
Well, and this is the kind of thing that really needs to be practiced and exercised, right? I mean, this, if your team is not good at this, and I would think a lot of teams probably are not, you know, in the beginning instinctively good at this, because I'm not sure that human beings are, it's how intuitive it is for us to work in teams where, you know, sometimes our egos get so much in the way. But this is something that you really need to flex and exercise, isn't it?
Yes, practice. It is. Because more than one mind can really contribute to an idea. And when you do this, you're building loyalty. You're building buy-in with the people that are working with you. They get excited. And when your employees get excited, you're going to get excited. You don't have to do all the work yourself. And again, if you don't have employees, having, you know, a think tank, people to help you plant and initiate ideas, when other people around you get excited, it is contagious.
Well, exactly. And if, especially if you can go through an exercise that winds up being successful, that other people contributed to, and it's obvious to everybody that this was a good thing for everybody, the company, for the individuals, and especially if the leader of the team, typically in this case probably the owner, if that person does what I call letting other people be successful first.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I think that is a great idea, and I think that business owners need to realize that that individual may do it a little differently than you would do it. But
that's the hard part for owners, isn't it?
It is, but if at all possible, step back, allow them to have, you know, some variance in how they're going to do it, because it probably will work their way also. And I think we need to
as hard as this is to swallow sometimes, maybe even ultimately better.
Oh, yes. Indeed, I have learned so much from my people. And sometimes I just, you know, sometimes I will sit at a team meeting with your thumb under your jaw and your, you know, your index finger kind of pointed up towards your cheek. And I'm sitting that way in part so that I remind myself, shut up, Beverly. Listen. You've asked the question. Now listen to what they're saying, because they can come up with some incredible ideas. And just to be asked is a wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they feel a part of it. They feel that you trust them.
If you want to see an employee start blossoming, ask them these things like Beverly's talking about.
Yeah, and when you do ask them, I recommend that, you know, open up the questions, ask them questions that start with how and what, because that gets them to think more, and it will ensure that they will give a longer answer. And if there's any wisdom at all you can hear in that answer, build upon that. Say,
right.
Wow, that, you know, that's a great idea. So what if it was an idea that you had? You don't have to say that.
That's right.
Build upon their idea.
Thank you, Beth, for being here today. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Give us the website one more time.
The website is www.talklisten.com.
Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.